Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In the state of Oklahoma, Michael Cross joins us now. He's the state Capitol Bureau Chief for KOSU, Oklahoma Public Radio, our colleagues there in Oklahoma. What's it like in McCain country observing the triumphant and joyful inauguration of a candidate most of the people in your state didn't vote for?
Well, good morning, John. Good morning, Adora. You know, that is actually true. Almost a million people in this state voted for John McCain. There was a bigger percentage shift than any other state in the union, making it the reddest state in the union. 65% for John McCain, only 35% for Barack Obama. But there's still a sense that everyone is wishing good hope and prayers to Barack Obama. When you go out and talk to supporters, they say they made their vote, but however the country goes, this is going to be the president of the United States. This is going to be the person they turn to. In fact, there was a celebration by our only Democratic delegate from Oklahoma, which is Dan Boren of Muskogee. You know, he had a celebration which included many of the Republicans, our Republican Congressman Tom Cole, Mary Fallon, and many supporters of Barack Obama, obviously. But here we have a real sense of bipartisanship that whoever the president is going to be, this is going to be the person they support. So there are Oklahomans actually there ready to celebrate. There were 500,000 people in Oklahoma that did vote for Barack Obama. So there's still the sense that he is going to be the president, even though he didn't win this state.
And Michael, I'm just wondering if this has happened there in Oklahoma, which is on Election Day, Barack Obama didn't have a high favorability rate in some of those Republican states, as I'm sure he didn't in Oklahoma. But has over time, as people in Oklahoma have gotten to know Barack Obama a little bit better, is there any evidence at all that some are feeling a lot better about the fact that he's become the president or even approve of how he's handled this transition?
I think the people that voted for John McCain are still a little bit wary of Barack Obama. Certainly they're willing to give him the chance and give him the benefit of the doubt because he is the president and you have to support the president of the United States. But I think the reason that they voted against him, his social views, the fear here that the country is going to turn more socialist under his regime, I think it does make John McCain supporters a little bit wary. But again, they're willing to support him. I don't know if there's a sense right now that they've come to come over to his side.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that for a moment. Put your thinking cap on. I mean, I think probably it helps Barack Obama that George W. Bush nationalized the banks in the United States right there at the end of the administration as far as the socialism issue is concerned. But, you know, George W. Bush talked about being a uniter, not a divider. This bipartisanship issue came up with Joe Lieberman. It's been talked about in Washington over and over and over again. What do you think the threshold is in a state like Oklahoma for believing that it's possible in Washington to actually bring that about?
Well, I'm not really sure. It's going to be there's going to have to be a lot of things that happen to bring a lot of the Republicans in this side. The Republicans have certainly taken over this state. For the first time, the state Senate is now completely in the Republican hands. The House. So there's a lot of mistrust, even during the Clinton era. When in the late 90s, when there was a surplus in the budget, there were many Oklahomans who did not trust the Clintons, did not trust the Democrats at all. So it's going to take a lot of work for Barack Obama or this administration to really convince Oklahomans that this is the right path that the country needs to take.
Well, we've been talking with people all over the country, and I'm wondering if there is, and quickly before we go, if there is in your state an issue that might demonstrate that it's possible to demonstrate the bipartisanship, if there's an issue that Oklahomans really need this new administration to deal with.
I think it is certainly the economy is it's starting to go down here in Oklahoma, which it wasn't 3 months ago. And 3 months ago, Oklahoma was looking pretty good. Now it's looking a little bit worse. So if he can turn around Oklahoma's economy and help out the people here in Oklahoma, it will really help.
And with the oil trading at $34 a barrel, that's going to be a tough one.
Exactly.
Michael Cross, thanks so much. State Capitol Bureau Chief for our colleagues, KOSU, Oklahoma Public Radio. Yet another voice from America outside the Beltway having their own takeaway from this inauguration.